A ceremony was held at the small community of Mutitjulu near Uluru today to mark 30 years since then Governor-General Sir Ninian Stephen handed over native title of the Uluru Kartajuta National Park to the traditional owners, the Anangul people. The Anangul traditional owners leased the land back to the Commonwealth Government, but they say until the park is truly joint managed in a sublease arrangement, they won't be fully celebrating. Alison Hunt is an Anangul elder and senior cultural advisor to Indigenous tourism company Voyages. She told me what it was like when they won their native title claim.
It was really electric, you know. And for the Anangul people, for a white fella, we call him a white fella, to come and hand their land back to them, it was a great honour. Anangul way, thinking it was theirs here all the time. So on white fella's paper, it was kind of recognising our people that they were the rightful owner of this land. So it was a great moment.
Some people are saying that there are other reasons why people aren't wanting to celebrate because of the issues around the park management, that not many of the local people are actually employed.
Exactly. There's a lot of work got to be done yet. And that's a question that Anangul people was asking. I've heard the voice of the people. What are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? There should have been a lot of things happened for this celebration 30 years. Where can we point out, oh, this is a great thing happened on our land? We've got a long way to go.
What things would you like to be celebrating at this 30-year point?
Well, I'd like to see joint management at this park with the traditional owners that live on the AP land, Anangul Pijanjara land, to be on the board of management, and the people from the Northern Territory to be on the board of management, the local people, Anangul people of this land.
The Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion, he was there at the celebration, and he says that he wants to see a sublease put in place to empower the Mutitjulu community members in decision-making about the land. Is that something you would like to see, as a sublease where you're leasing back from the Commonwealth and then involved in joint management?
Well, that discussion is with the traditional owners. That talk is still going on, because the traditional owners are saying they want to see very, very clear on paper what this lease is going to look like, what it's going to mean. So it's not a matter of signing a lease, handing it over. We want to see it in black and white, what it's going to be involved, who is going to be involved.
Are there some worries about that?
Well, there is questions. I mean, they're supporting Mutitjulu people to get the lead, but just fine words that they want to hear and see that it's going to be properly, because at the moment with joint management at Uluru here right now, you know, Aboriginal people say we've got to have a strong, solid board of management that's made out of Yankunjajara, Pijanjara people sitting at the table talking together. That's how the land was looked after, and we want to go back to that tradition, that custom, and set it up. Not white fella way setting up board members, culturally appropriate board members sitting at the table making decisions about their big land out here.
So in that 30 years, there was a decision to then lease the park back to the government so that it could be run as a national park. But that hasn't been easy either, has it? There have been some problems.
Yes, there has been some problems. I mean, there's still problem there, like we experienced last night at when we had the concert here. We had people from Parks Darwin running to event. We wanted to celebrate our people's achievement through our music, to acknowledge our people's fight for the country. And it was absolutely great. And they wanted us to play on and sing on. We were told we had 15 minutes to do our song. 15 minutes, love, is just starting to plug the the guitars in, let alone singing it. And I said to the staff from Darwin, I said, whose show is this? Is this Blackfella our show? Is this our celebration? Or is it yous?
What reason did they give?
Well, they said, oh, well, we got too many people lining up. And I said, hey, this is our celebration. You got to give us time. This should be Blackfella time to celebrate. Not your time. Not for you to go and tick your box that you've done a great event show. It's for us to tell the world about we had a great time. We enjoyed it. We celebrated. We laughed. We danced together, which exactly that's what happened.
Alison Hunt, a traditional owner and senior cultural advisor to Indigenous tourism company Voyages, speaking to me from Mutitjulu near Uluru. Minister for Indigenous Affairs Nigel Scullion says negotiations involving traditional owners, community members, Parks Australia and the Central Land Council are well advanced to create a sublease at Mutitjulu.